These later years of childhood have been flying by. As a mom, I want to not just be available to my kids during these last years they have at home, but I want to feel good and have the energy I need to keep up with their schedule and my own. So my health is a top priority. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. You're not alone on your wellness journey. Every customer gets one-on-one support to help you meet your goals. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. A healthy gut positively impacts immunity, mental health, sleep, digestion, and skin health. It helps regulate digestion, immunity against bad bacteria, and improve nutrient absorption. The gut has been called the second brain because it contains more than 100 million nerve cells. It is a vitally important piece to our overall health, both physical and mental. So to make sure my gut is working at its potential, I started taking EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense to improve my digestion and nutrition absorption, boost my overall immune health, and help with sleep and stress as a bonus. Head to myeq.com and use code PARENTING for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code PARENTING at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. As an adult and a mom of a son, both with ADHD, I know navigating the expectations of life with ADHD can be a challenge. But finding the right care and proper tools needed to succeed can be life-changing. With the right resources, you can turn your ADHD into your superpower. Done is an online ADHD care platform that can get you all the resources you need to help manage your ADHD, online visits, refills, and a 24/7 care team made for you. Starting to take care of your ADHD is as easy as 1, taking a 1-minute free assessment to see if Done can help. 2, booking an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as today or tomorrow. 3, start receiving ongoing care. Enjoy online visits, personalized treatment plan, worry-free refills, and 24/7 care. Take a free 1-minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Done for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Unlock your path to better focus now at get.donefirst.com/podcast. Done. Turn your ADHD into your strength.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Your Village Podcast, Parenting Beyond Discipline, the place to learn about all things parenting and get your questions answered. I'm your host, Erin Royer Azraland. I know a lot of parents like to try to get potty training done during the summer when kids can run around without pants or even underwear. Kids are off on summer break, and it just feels like a more natural time to try to accomplish this task. When I give my class on potty training either in person or the on-demand video class on the website, I cover 3 different methods of potty training. But after potty training 3 kids, I have found that the easiest method is the one recommended by the American Academy of Pediatrics, and that is called the Potties Without Pressure method. The other 2 methods have their place and can work in certain situations and families. But the AAP method relies on the caregiver knowing and understanding and then looking for and noticing the signs of readiness and then following the potty training protocol once the child is showing these signs that he or she is ready. If you've been listening to this podcast or have seen any of the classes on the website, you know I like to share my experiences, both good and bad, things that have worked for me as well as mistakes I've made to help save other parents aggravation and stress whenever possible. Like I said, I did potty train 3 kids. The first one, poor guy, I did not do this the best way. No permanent damage, of course, but potty training was not fun, and it took way longer than it should have. And here's what happened. He had all of the cognitive signs, which I'll share all about once I discuss all the signs of readiness. But it was things like talking in full sentences and following multi-step directions. Now, my kids were only, well, are only 20 months apart. Our twins were born when Carter was only 20 months old, so I had three kids in diapers, and not just diapers, but cloth diapers. So yes, I was a little crazy, and I was ready to be done with at least one kid in diapers. I also was getting some pressure from an extended family member, which I now realize I should never have allowed to be a factor. But I pushed him before he showed any true readiness signs that really need to be in place before the more effortless version of potty training can happen. I don't like talking about averages because I think it makes some people feel pressure to get their child trained. And I see an awful lot of pressure around potty training for parents. So I'm sharing averages just so you can have a general idea. But early potty training is not a predictor of intelligence nor success. Look for the sign from your child and start when he or she is ready. Girls average around 2.5 to 3 years old, and boys are usually between 3 to 3.5. But it is well within acceptable limit to have a girl who doesn't start potty training until 4. Now I will share the different signs to look for, and if you go to the page for this podcast episode on our website, which is yourvillageonline.com/podcast, and look for the potty training readiness signs episode, I have a handout on there you can print out so you can have a list of these signs. Now, pre-readiness signs are the indications that your child is moving in the direction of being ready to train. You will see some or most of these before your child reaches the readiness stage. So these are the things to look for in pre-readiness. Your child shows an interest. This means he or she follows you to the bathroom and asks questions. Also, your child can remember and follow two-step directions. These are things like, go get the ball, bring it to me. That's two steps. Potty training requires a lot of steps. So it means noticing when you have to go, getting to the bathroom, taking down your pants and underwear, sitting down on the potty. That's a lot of steps right there. And we're only halfway through the process. So the child needs to be able to follow 2- and 3-step directions in the pre-readiness stage. Your child also needs to be able to use no appropriately. This means she's saying no because she really doesn't want the snack or a kiss, not just to be oppositional. Otherwise, potty training will be an uphill battle. Your child also understands there's a place for things. Toys go in the toy box. Books go on the shelf. This doesn't mean he always puts them where they go when he's done using them, but he has an understanding of this concept. This is another one of these cognitive signs of pre-readiness. Also, your child is imitating behavior in play, like cooking in a pretend kitchen. And this is a very important one. Your child stays dry for longer stretches, like 1 to 2 hours at a time. This means the bladder is stretching out and able to hold larger volumes of urine, so they'll be able to hold it between going to the potty. Also, your child can label their body parts and functions. Eyes can see, noses smell, fingers touch. When your child shows these pre-readiness signs, these are the things you want to do. And you could be doing these for months and months. Pre-readiness doesn't mean the readiness signs will follow next week or even next month. It doesn't necessarily mean they're around the corner. They could be, but there's no time limit involved here. But here are some things that you'll want to do to pique interest and an understanding in the process of using the potty. You want to model and explain the process of using the toilet. So if you're comfortable with this, let your child observe when you go into the restroom. Talk about your process. My body is telling me I need to go. And then you walk him through what you're doing and answer any questions. My body is telling me I feel like I need to go. So I'm going to the bathroom. I need to take down my pants. I'm going to sit down, as if you're a mom, and walk through the process of what it means to use the potty and answer any questions that your child may have. Your child is learning this in two ways, by watching and listening to what your commentary is. Also, read books about using the potty. Now, I cover a list of quite a few more things that you can do when you see these pre-readiness signs in our class on the website, but these should be enough to keep things moving in the right direction for you until you start seeing more readiness signs from your child. But if you're interested in learning more about this whole process, of course, You can go to our website and watch the entire class, which is at yourvillageonline.com and is under the development set of classes. So now I'm going to discuss the true readiness signs. So your child should be at least 2 years or older, and for some, it's 3 or even 4. Now remember, this is just for the potties without pressure method. There are methods that you can train toddlers under 2 years of age, and it works very well in certain cultures and families. But if you're using potties without pressure, and you're looking for those signs that your child's just going to be able to start using it on their own and know what that feeling is and get to the potty and hold the urine, then you want your child to be at least 2 years or old. And for many, it's 3 and even 4. So you're going to look for the potty talk. I pooped. Or even better, I need to pee. Another sign is that imaginative play about the potty. Now, some kids do this, but not all. None of my kids did any imaginative play around potty training, but some kids will do this, and that's a great sign of readiness. The child can dress and undress him or herself. This means sweatpants or elastic waist shorts or pants. It doesn't mean your child needs to be able to button and unbutton or zip and unzip pants.
This episode is sponsored by By Heart. By Heart is an infant nutrition company whose mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, By Heart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Our blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum, along with broken down, partially hydrolyzed proteins. By Heart is an easy-to-digest formula. In addition to its patented protein blend, our formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey to casein ratio like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. By Heart is the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with the code parenting for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. To me, there is nothing more important than my family's health and well-being. We all know the quality of the air in our home is important. But did you know indoor air quality can be up to 100 times dirtier than outdoor air? I've got to tell you about Puro Air. In 30 minutes, this device will remove allergens, dust, smoke, dander, and gases from the room. Puro Air uses a stronger filter called a HEPA 14 that filters pollutants at a microscopic level and is backed by scientists from Harvard and MIT. In laboratory studies, users saw noticeably cleaner air in just 30 minutes. When it comes to babies and children, there's nothing worse than dealing with a cranky baby or child who can't sleep because of congestion. Air purifiers can help reduce congestion and improve immune system function to fight those winter colds and flus. I use my Puro Air purifiers to clean the air in my home, especially in our bedrooms while we sleep. It has a quiet, relaxing hum and cleans the air from pet dander, allergens, viruses, dust, mold, odors, and contaminants. It has 4 levels, low, medium, high, and sleep, and 4 different timer options so you can customize it to your home and your needs. Check out Puro Air at getpuroair.com. That's GetPuroAir.com. Puro Air is the only air filter that uses a HEPA 14 filter. That's getpuroair.com.
Also, your child follows 3 to 4 step directions. We talked about the 2-step directions before. Go find the ball, bring it to me. Now we're looking for 3 to 4 step directions. Go to your room, pick out a shirt, bring it to me. That's 3-step directions, right? So you want 3 to 4 step directions. Also, your child is staying dry for 2 to 3 hours at a time. Your child has an awareness and understanding of how others use the potty. And this is what we talked about in the pre-readiness signs, that your child has watched you, understands how the whole process works of getting to the potty, taking down your clothes, sitting down, going to the bathroom, the general understanding of that. And they're more independent in play. And this means that he or she can entertain him or herself for 15 to 20 minutes at a time. Now, kids are all over the spectrum in this area, and this really depends on their temperament. Some kids are great at this early on. Other kids just need attention 24/7, and that's very much of their temperament type. But even these kids who are not great at playing on their own, entertaining themselves early on, can at least sit down and work on draw a picture or build something for 15 to 20 minutes at a time on their own. You also want them to shift their excitement about their mobility. So when kids first learn to walk, they're really excited about being able to move on their own and be able to get across the room. And that's really exciting. Well, there's so much excitement around that. You need to let that die down before you start the potty training because they're not going to be able to focus and sit still or be interested in trying to sit still for a few minutes and focusing on their body and what they're feeling. So those are all the readiness signs, and those are important. But it's also important that they're not only exhibiting a lot of these readiness signs, but also that there are none of these not ready signs. So these are the not ready signs. If you have any of these, your child is not even close to ready, and these would make potty training literally impossible. Hiding to poop. I get a lot of questions about this. Their child's hiding to poop. So the child knows they need to go to the bathroom. They know the sensation. That's actually a good sign, but they're not ready to get to the potty and go into the potty. They're just not there. It means they're physically ready, but not emotionally ready. If you see this, encourage your child to hide in the bathroom, but don't push. You could say something like, you don't have to sit on the potty, but the bathroom is the place to go for pooping. So we're ready to clean you up afterwards. That's why you can encourage them to go into the bathroom to hide, to poop. And then no pressure around it. That pressure will just make it backfire and make this take a lot longer. The other sign of not readiness, and I get this question a lot also, is that the child will sit on the potty. They'll even sit there for 4, 5, 6, 10 minutes. Nothing, absolutely nothing. And then they'll take 2 steps and pee on the floor or poop. This means your child is nervous about this process and their muscles are tight and they're just not able to loosen up. As the child gets away from the toilet, they relax and then they release the pee or the poop. So give this time. You could maybe try in another month or two. Now, I had this exact experience with our youngest son. He would sit on the potty, but many times he peed within 5 minutes of getting off. And I tried this for 3 days just to see if he would get the hang of it. That was in April. No, this was several years ago, but it was in April. And then in June, I tried again. So it was literally 2 months later. And in that time we tried, from the moment I put him in underwear, he never had an accident. I mean, literally never had an accident. 2 months before was not ready. Then in June, put on his underwear. Every single time that kid went to the potty, went to the bathroom, went to the potty, went to the bathroom. It was the easiest potty training process in the world because he was ready. And that's why I recommend this method over any of those other 3 day or other types of methods, because once your child's ready, it is so smooth and so easy. Now here's the third not ready sign. When your child is in the oppositional stage, this means when your child is saying no to everything all day long. It's the complete opposite of everything you say. You say up, he says down. You say blue, he says red. Let your child get through this phase before potty training because it will be a nightmare otherwise. You'll need more cooperation to start the potty training process. So now I got a question this week from Laura in Waterton, Massachusetts about her daughter. My daughter is now 3 and she's been peeing in the potty for a couple months with no problems. The issue is pooping. She refuses to go on the toilet. She insists on putting on a pull-up every time she poops. I have no idea how to break this habit. So thank you for this great question, Laura. This is also a question that I've been asked several times around potty training. It comes in different forms, but it's very common for kids to be ready and comfortable with peeing on the potty before pooping. And the fact that she's doing well with the pee means she's on track and moving in the direction of being fully trained. And I'll share what's going on from a developmental standpoint and then some things you can do to gently move her in the direction of being ready to go poop on the potty. So first, an apprehension and even fear of pooping in the toilet is normal. While this can be very frustrating for the parent because the child obviously knows that she needs to go and is showing that she's physically ready and in control of her body. So it's like, what's the big deal? Just do it on the toilet. Many kids, and as weird as this may sound, they are upset about flushing poop down the toilet and even fearful. They think of it as something they made, and when it just gets flushed away, it's sad and even scary to just see it be no big deal and just go down the toilet. And this is just that common sign, like I said, that your daughter is physically ready, but emotionally she still needs some time. She needs to have both in place in order for this process to happen. So what you can do is put a stack of pull-ups in the bathroom. Then you want to encourage but not force her to go into the restroom to use the pull-up. And you could say something like, we're going to leave your pull-ups here in the bathroom since this is where we go potty. I know you're not ready to sit on the potty for pooping yet, but I know that when you are ready, you will go poop in the potty too. This gives her ownership and responsibility of her own potty process in a non-threatening way. So you want to make sure to deliver these messages in a positive and upbeat manner and never after accidents or while she's already sitting on the potty. So once she's willing to use the pull-ups exclusively in the bathroom, then you can try having her sit, starting with the pull-up on. And you can even have her fully dressed with the pull-up on if that's what she needs to feel comfortable, and have her try sitting on the potty that way. And again, encouraging without any pressure or any forcing. The more you're able to relax and let the process be hers, the less pressure she feels, the sooner she is to be likely to explore and be open to trying that next step. So Laura, I hope this helps to move you forward in that process. In the class on the website at yourvillageonline.com, I cover quite a few more things that you can do in that pre-readiness stage to help increase the interest in potty training. And then I also cover all the steps of what you want to do once you're ready to potty train, along with a handout that you can print out that's a potty training shopping list that you can take with you to the store and make sure that you have all of the things that you need and you're ready for potty training that will make the process super, super smooth. In addition, the class also covers common potty training issues and concerns, such as potty training relapses, nighttime training, travel, outings, and public restrooms, and much more. So in our next episode, I'm going to be sharing some tips for traveling with kids as we head into the summer travel season here in the Northern Hemisphere. Be it by train, plane, or car, I have tips to share to make your vacation or holiday, as they say in Europe, go smoother and be more enjoyable. If you have a question that you would like to be answered, you can send it to podcast@yourvillageonline.com. If you would like to see what episodes we have coming, you can go to the podcast page on our website, yourvillageonline.com/podcast. I hope you've learned some valuable information about how to tell when your child is ready to start potty training and that your potty training process will go as smooth as possible for you this summer. Thanks for listening to this episode, and I'll see you next time.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.